It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. It's been a tough season for baseball fans in Atlanta. The Braves have only won 46 out of 127 games. That makes them the worst team in Major League Baseball. But it's a different story for the Savannah Bananas. The amateur team debuted this year and won the Coastal Plains League Championship last week. The Bananas also broke the league's season attendance record with over 90,000 fans. Producer Taylor Gant spoke with two of the Bananas' number one fans, and they share their favorite moments from the past season.
I'll tell you, I went to every ball game. I watched the Bananas play. I still love my Atlanta Braves, but hey, I'm a Banana fan for sure. My name is Greg Miller. I live here in Savannah. Been a fan of baseball my entire life, and I'm old enough to remember when Dale Murphy played for the Savannah Braves team. So I've watched a lot of baseball at Grayson Stadium over the years. And to see 4,000 people standing and cheering and to hear that stadium rocking.
And he dives! And he's got it! He's got it! And the Bananas are CPL champions!
I don't know that that's ever happened in that stadium at any point in time. And I remember looking around and going, you know, wow, what a moment in the history of Savannah baseball, the town that was defined as not being a baseball town, has suddenly become an awesome baseball town. And it's these crazy yellow uniforms with the banana running around. That's what brought it here. That was when it just kind of hit that this is a pretty big deal.
As Shark, the PA announcer at Grayson, says, the bases are full of bananas.
My name is Sally Yarber, and I live on Tybee Island. My husband and I had season tickets to the Savannah Bananas this year, and we absolutely love this season. When we had the other team here, they played twice as many games, and so they were gone a lot. There was no accessibility. We couldn't have any interaction with the boys. Now, where my husband and I sit is right behind the catcher, and so we can see them, we know them, we have clappers, so we're noisy and they know who we are. But when we would see them out in the community, they were always friendly. They would talk to you, you'd ask them where they were from. It was just a totally different kind of group of boys.
Let's go, Banana! Let's go, Banana!
They always had a thing called a home run hitter, and they would get a child, generally, who was really too young to play ball, and he would hit the ball off the tee. And then the players deliberately would overthrow or miss a ball or take too long, and the little child got to run from home plate to first, second, third, and back to home. But one night, they had a young man in a wheelchair, and he was being pushed by one of the players. And this fella got to hit the ball and make a home run. And then at the end, you get to keep the ball, and he walks through doing high fives with all of the players. It was just so moving for me as a mother and a grandmother. But anybody watching that had to have been moved. It was just wonderful.
Savannah Banana fans Sally Yarber and Greg Miller. The Bananas won the Coastal Plains League Championship last week.